We are here because we are dedicated to helping the entire CrossFit community. Determined to elevate coaches, box owners, athletes, and everything in between, we believe that this mission will begin right here, right now. While this time and this goal begins with you, our hope is that you take this fire ignited within you and weave it into your own life with the same unrelenting passion to give those you have the privilege of coming in contact with the best hour of their day.
Welcome back to the best hour of their day. Another special episode, special because Fern's not on. I think that's really, you know, Katie, that's what the people want. And it's Katie, myself, and our special guest, Devin Footen, CrossFit Control owner. And if you're watching this on YouTube, which if you're not, go over to our YouTube channel, subscribe, because you're going to want to see what I refer to as the many faces of Devin. And if you're not sure what that means, it's very similar. As I say it, it's happening in real time, right, Katie? Like the facial expression, he's the Jocko in our affiliate U group, meaning happy, sad, etc. I think potentially that's why you and Fern get along so well, Devin.
I think so. It's funny. I hear that everywhere I go, like strongman, jujitsu, CrossFit, high school reunions. It's always like Devin's one face.
What a weird third one to throw out there. High school reunions. Are you even old enough that you've had a reunion yet?
We had a 5-year. I think I've been out of high school 11 years now. I'm 29. 5-year
reunion is like, we're still going to the dunes drinking kegs. Yeah. There's no reunion, 5-year reunion. Like I'm coming up on, I graduated in 96. I think we just passed, it would have been 25 years this year.
So I was 4 when you graduated high school.
You were born in 92? Katie made a face like.
I was 3. I was 3.
You made that face like you had never done that math, Katie, and that made you actually realize how old I am. Like saying the number 43 is one thing, but when you were like, you graduated when I was 3, like all of a sudden you were like, he is old.
Well, it was mostly too, because Devin then is only a year older than me. So the realization of how long ago I graduated high school, that was kind of shocking. Hadn't thought about that in a while.
You're having your tenure then, Katie. Mm-hmm.
Coming up.
Jay, how old were you when you opened your affiliate?
2007. So I was 20. Yeah, I was like 29. Cause I remember that, but also that I remember my 30th birthday. I was kind of like having a meltdown, like panic attack, that I was going to turn 30. And my girlfriend at the time set up a really awesome surprise party for me with a lot of the members. So that was cool. And I remember actually coaching on my 30th birthday, and I walked into coach and like the entire gym, you know, erupted in happy birthday. So yeah, 29. I was ready to get a real job, Devin. And
that's a comment I get a lot, is like when I tell people I'm 29, they can't believe how young I am to be a business owner and to be doing as well as we are. Like when I tell people I was an engineer at one point in time, and they're like, you gave up that to open a CrossFit gym? Like, I did. And I love every day of it. So
that's, you know, and that's really what we want to talk about. But yeah, I think it's, you know, it's funny that like 29 is not old, obviously. It's also not young. But there are people in there, you know, this day and age, we've got somebody in affiliate U who will be on the show, 23 years old, box owner. You know, there's really no reason you can't be a young entrepreneur in the CrossFit world, because it's really not that expensive to get started. And it's, you know, probably for most people at that age, like you're so into fitness and health, it's like just a normal segue into, you know, making it your work life as well. But let's talk about that. You were an engineer, which I think when most people hear engineer, they think A, like super mathematical. And they do think like well-paying. Like when I owned my affiliates, we had a lot of people, we were by GE. Have you heard of them? GE, Katie, your refrigerator is probably GE. But in Troy, New York, or maybe it was Schenectady, like that was an area where GE was. So a lot of the engineers there. And another one of the couples that now owns two affiliates, CrossFit Avidus, they're both engineers, and they left, I think at least Chad left his job. So let's start way back when you graduate high school. Where'd you go to college for this?
I went to West Virginia University, WVU. And I actually have two engineering degrees. So they offered a program where you could get two bachelors within 5 years. So I have a degree in civil engineering and a degree in mining engineering.
I don't understand what you just said. What does that mean? What does it pretend like, okay, let me rephrase. I understand. Katie looks confused, Evan. So you want to explain it to Katie?
Yeah, I went to school I was there for 6 years, and I left with two bachelors in two different engineering.
What was your goal? What were you going to be?
Man, that is the great question. So when I was in high school, math naturally, I'm like naturally gifted at math. I never had to.
Seven times eight. Can you do that one in your head?
56. Yeah.
Nice job.
My math skills have left me since then. But so when I was growing up, I never had to study. Even when I was in college, I didn't have to study for math. So statics, mechanics, materials, dynamics, all that stuff just came supernatural to me.
What about cosine and sine and tangents? Can you do that?
I could do them. I can't do them anymore. Trig was really difficult for me.
I remember in high school being this is unnecessary. That was the only class. I mean, I graduated, I like to joke around, but I was relatively intelligent in high school, honor roll, et cetera. I failed that class. And I was like, Mom, this is bullshit. You don't need this. And you had to pass a Regents in New York. So I had to get a tutor and everything. And I wound up doing well once I had a tutor, but I couldn't tell you what it is now. But is there any carryover to that stuff, Devin? Maybe on a deadlift.
I mean, so doing jiu-jitsu and doing CrossFit, you don't actually calculate angles, but you understand angles, and that it does help. So when I was in high school, my mom said I should be an engineer, and I was like, well, I don't know what else I want to do. I'm only 17. I'll do that. And
is that what she was?
No. So my mom, she had me when she was 16, and she grew up kind of poor and wanted to have a better life for all of us. So she actually went to college when I was in high school and got her bachelor's in 2 years. Wow. My mom's like a super mom. She took 22 credit hours, raised 5 kids, and worked a full-time job and made it to every one of our tournaments. Yeah.
I'm the oldest of five. Wrestling.
Jiu-jitsu. I started when I was 16.
She was going to that's cool. To be going to those things, extracurricular activity, not just your high school sport. That's cool.
Yeah.
You were the oldest of five?
Yeah.
So how old is now the youngest? What's the separation there?
She's 20, 9 years.
Oh, man. I think I see people like that, now that we have a kid, and it's you were pregnant for 10 years. That's because Roz was a lunatic for 9 months. I can say that because she doesn't listen to this podcast. But can you imagine your mom is a super, all moms are superheroes, but sounds like your mom is a true badass and probably partly where you get your work ethic from.
Yeah, I think so. My mom never allowed us to have excuses growing up. I was just telling someone earlier, I broke my arm when I was in second grade and my mom thought I was lying. It was just suck it up.
Dirt on that, Devin.
She didn't take me to the hospital for a week. And so I don't know. Maybe that is where I get it now.
You didn't take you to the hospital for a week. That's funny. Yeah. What does your mama call you? Devin?
She just calls me Devin.
I don't know. It's not a unique name these days, but it's not common either.
It's unique the way it's spelled. A-N is usually how women spell it. So usually it's misspelled I-N, or they call me Devan at other places, but.
Oh, really?
I've
always, and on this show, if you haven't declared your gender, we're okay with that. You know that we're very open to all things on best hour of their day. So we don't want to get canceled. So however you want us to say your name, whatever gender, we're good to go with that, Devin. But you get your engineer degree from West Virginia. Did you have a real job?
Before I opened the affiliate?
Yeah, like what? So you graduated college. You took 6 years. A lot of people take 6 years called doctors, but you know, you get your engineer degree nonetheless. And what's the go-to?
So I got 2 and 6 years. I want to remind you.
Oh yeah, sure. We're very proud.
So when I think there were two books I read when I was a senior in college, and they kind of opened my mind. One was The Alchemist,
Oh,
and
love
I've
that
reread
book.
that. I've read it every year since then.
It's one of the few books I have in, like, not on my Kindle, like in real time, real life, in my closet over there. I love that book. If you guys, what's that?
I have special edition copies. Like, I mean, we have 10 copies at the house. It's such a good book, and I like to give it out to people.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you've never read it, I believe his name is Paul Coelho. I don't know how to say it, the author. But go check that out along with the Four Agreements. That should be, Katie, can we get a mandatory best hour reading list going? Book
Sure.
of Fern,
Put it out
Book of
there.
Fern number one. Actually, number two, best hour, of course,
Best
number
Hour of
one.
Their Day is number one.
Yeah, and then Alchemist and the Four Agreements would be on there as well. What was the other book, Devin?
Atlas Shrugged. And it
Oh,
took
dude,
me.
we've talked about this a little bit, right? I couldn't finish it.
How far did you get? Did you get past? So, did you
For the
get
record,
past
I was listening
Francisco?
to it. I was listening to it.
Okay,
I'm
so.
always on the third part. There's like three major sections in there. I
Yeah.
was on the third.
Man, so it took me like 2 years to read it, and I read it, and it's so long. But then I also listened to it after I read it, so I understood who the characters were. That is like, it's one of the best books. Like, I think it's really shaped how I approach things.
What do you like so much about? I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just, I mean, for listeners' reference, listening to it, I believe is like 48 hours. It's not like a
67 hours.
67, even more, right? So it's like I was just chipping away, and to a fault, like I get in the car. I was actually telling Katie and Marcus in this when we're on our road trip, like there was a point in my life where I was like, if I'm not busy, I need to be productive. Like, I need to be listening to a book, a podcast, reading something. And that was probably part of that time. And I think you can get so like deep into that that you're not actually retaining stuff. And it's super, I would listen to it, then I would go online and kind of understand it deeper. And it got to be like overwhelming.
Yeah, it can't because there's so many side stories. So
And
what I picked up from it,
characters.
what I really liked was like Dagny and Hank's drive to accomplish what they wanted to do, regardless of their situation. And that was my big takeaway was like, it does. I mean, Jocko talks about this all the time, extreme ownership, but it doesn't matter what the situation is. You can always overcome it. Now, some people might be given different avenues. So, like, you might be given $1 million and you can do it in a week. And it might take me 5 years to do it, but we can still accomplish the same goal over time.
I like that. I like it. Maybe I'll, you know, maybe you've motivated me to get back into it. I just have to find 67 hours to do it. So you say those two books your senior year. I mean, I'm imagining you're in engineering school. It's tough enough to find time to get your homework done. How you found the time to read Atlas Shrugged?
I didn't party in school. So like I did jiu-jitsu 3 nights a week, and I
Even in
had two
school.
capstones. Yeah, I mean
You had
since
two what?
I had two capstone projects my
Oh.
last semester. So like we had to design a hotel, and then we had to design a full mining system for my mining engineering degree.
Are you mining Bitcoin?
No, I do have some the Shiba coin.
I know you better sell that. It's going back down.
It'll rise, don't worry. So
Yeah, we're still gonna
after
see a rise in Shiba. You wanna give the listeners, should they be buying some Shiba right now?
I can't give that kind of advice.
No financial advice.
No.
Good move. Okay. So these two books shape your life, and where does that lead you?
So when I graduated college, I traveled the country for 2 months, hopped in a car, and just drove to every state, spent a week in Hawaii and Alaska and camped in a tent on the
You
other
didn't drive to
states.
Hawaii, did you?
No, we flew from LA.
Who's we? Who
And
were you traveling with?
the girl I was dating at the time.
What car were you driving in around the country?
Mazda CX-9. It was my
Small
parents.
car.
Yeah.
You are Katie, right? Isn't Devin like the most interesting man you don't know of in this right now?
It's starting to seem that way. Waiting for Devin's book to come out.
He's like an onion. Yeah. He's an onion. Like there's always layers. Like over the last few weeks, especially like seeing Devin happy, and we're going to talk about that. I mean, the influx of people to the gym, buying a new house, all those things. But you know, you're driving around the country, you fly to Hawaii and Alaska, and yeah. I imagine some great epiphany is about to happen.
Well, so when I got back, I gained like 70 pounds over this cross country road trip. I mean, I was almost 250 pounds at the time, and
a lot of fast. The girl,
yeah, and I mean, you're sitting in a car for 12, 16 hours a day. And so the girl I was dating at the time, she was living in Charlotte, and I was like, I'm going to move to Charlotte after I graduate college. So I did that. That's where I got my first like big boy job. And I lived down there for 2 years. I trained with Steve Hall for jiu-jitsu. I don't know if you know who he is, but he is like, he's a black belt under Hoyts. Really, really good grappler. And so when her and I broke up, I moved back home, and this is where like, it was interesting. So I was getting ready to buy a house in Charlotte, getting ready to get married, had a really nice, successful job. And within 3 days I was living in my sister's moldy basement in Fairmont, West Virginia, with no job, like no source of income. And it was a reality check. And so from there, I got another job at a local engineering firm. And I worked there for 2 years before I decided to open my affiliate.
So you kept that job for 2 years?
I worked as an engineer for 4 years, yeah.
Okay. So you put your degree to use a little bit.
Yeah, I was actually less than 6 months away from being eligible for my PE, which is your professional engineering license. But my mom gets mad at me sometimes for that because I said I didn't want to pursue it. But I gave up the engineering world and have been doing this for 2 years.
So, you know, it's funny because to me, it seems like you've been doing this for so long, but again, you're only 29. I mean, 6 years, so you're probably 24, driving around the country. Now you're 25, you know, get your real job, a couple like 26, 27. And then all of a sudden something happens. And what was that thing that happened where you were like, all right, I just spent 6 years and probably a whole lot of money on these two degrees. And you know what, I'm going to abandon it and check out this fitness thing.
So I will give you the 100% true answer. So,
well, we hope so. This is all about truth on Best Hour, Devin, you know that. No, yeah, there's no fabrication ever on this.
I haven't shared the story with a lot of people. So when
you're about to share with about a dozen. So congrats.
Yeah. So when I was at my heaviest and me and this girl broke up, I went to her parents and I was like, will you please help me convince her to stay with me? And her dad was just like, you're a piece of shit. And I don't want you to deal with my daughter.
I was going
to
say,
and,
meanwhile, you have why would you say that? I mean, you have 2 degrees, you're an educated guy. You came from hard times. Why would somebody say that?
Because I was kind of a piece of shit at that time. Like I, you know,
at least you when you're, back.
When you're unhappy with yourself, you kind of put that on other people. And that's what I was doing, was putting it on her. And I am honest about that now. I'm really happy now, but at the time I wasn't happy with myself. So when I moved back home, I got back with my old jiu-jitsu school and got with a personal trainer, and I dropped that 70 pounds in 3 months and started competing in CrossFit competitions, like local CrossFit competitions. I ran a 50K at one point to raise money for charity. I won our state strongman competition that year. Like, I was just on a roll.
Got my brown belt that year. I'm going to be honest. I'm regretting choosing Fern as a partner and not you at this point. You are way more, you know, you would have been a far better partner. I think Best Hour could have been a lot more successful had I asked you. What was the story? You know, you go back, you tell this guy, hey, can you help me convince your daughter to stay with me? And you, what's really the part of it that you were like, I've never told anybody? Where does it go from there? He says, you're a piece of shit.
Pretty much that. Like I was embarrassed that someone didn't think I was good enough.
But that was the kick in the ass you needed. Have you ever reached out to that dude and be like, thank you? Like,
yeah, he called me a year afterwards and said, I didn't think you. So he said three words to me that like just it ate at me for a long time. He said, people don't change. And I was like, well, I'm going to change and I'll show you. And
write that down. That's the title of today's episode. And in fact, Katie can attest to the fact that people do change because she was there when we had the podcast with me and my former coach. And Katie, come on. Have I changed?
It's true. I had a hard time believing that the person you guys were talking about was you, but it certainly was.
Certainly was. So people don't change. And you were like, F that dude, I'll show him. It's hard. Yeah, so you're basically like working in silence, right? Like meaning like he's not going to see it tomorrow. He's not going to see it. What do you think caused him? What did he see that a year later he reached out to you?
He had two daughters, the girl that I was engaged to, and then her older sister, I'm still friends with. And she was trying to lose weight at the time. And I saw that she made a post and I reached out to her and I got her to start working with my personal trainer. And then she started competing in strongman. And she just started telling her dad, like, you can't believe the kind of person Devin is now. Like it's completely different. And he just called me and was like, I really didn't think you would take my words. He was also like he's a Southern Louisiana guy, so like just imagine that like thick accent being like, brother, I can't believe you would take my words so seriously.
Now his daughter's with a complete turd, I'm sure, and unhappy, and like you're the one that got away. Is that true?
I don't know. Let that go.
So you're good. So really, that was kind of the catalyst, like that was it. And then, you're back at jiu-jitsu, you said you're competing in, you know, a 50K and strongman events. What was the first time you found CrossFit and you walked into an affiliate or got started?
I was doing street parking out of my garage. And
how did you hear of that as someone new to CrossFit? Like, how would somebody stumble upon that?
I don't know. I started watching the games. I watched, I'll be honest with you. I started watching the games in 2014 because of Camille. It was Camille. So I started watching CrossFit in 2014 when Camille and Rich won the games. And then
you're basically saying you were the women in CrossFit got you hooked.
I'll tell you, Camille looks exactly like my ex girlfriend, so that's kind of like I think how it came to be. So I started watching 2014, traveled the country in 2016, got really fat, decided I was going to change that, and I started doing street parking in my garage about 3 months before I moved home. And then I got with my old strongman coach, we started working together. The Open came around in 2018, I think 18 or 19, and I did my first Open.
Year. It comes around every year.
Right. It was the year that they did two in a year.
Okay. Yeah. I think it might have been 18. Katie will know.
And that's where she'll Google. So I did two Opens that year and I was like, I want to get out of my desk job. I hate sitting behind a desk and working on a computer all day. And with CrossFit, all I had to do was go get my level one and apply to be an affiliate. And so I felt like that was the easiest way to get out of my desk job.
But you hadn't even at this point stepped into an affiliate?
I had just done the Open. I had never taken a CrossFit group class until I opened my affiliate.
That's so unique. Like, I don't think you see. So all this kind of these steps that you're taking to find this solution, which is basically, I want to prove this guy wrong, you know, and also probably for yourself. I'm sure there's a lot of that going on, too.
Well, the weight loss was proving him wrong. And then opening the affiliate was just getting away from my desk job.
So you haven't said anything to this point of like, were you unhappy as an engineer?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I would get to work at 7 a.m. and by 11, I was like, I hate sitting behind this desk and drawing lines on AutoCAD. Like,
even know what AutoCAD is. What is that?
It's like,
that, Katie.
it's a grading software. So like we used it, my job was like grading roads and pads for new developments.
How'd you know that, Katie?
The job I had before Best Hour of Their Day was not in engineering, but it was with a software, and I had heard of CAD before. Never used it, but I've heard of it.
I'm sorry, did I mishear you? Did you mean to say the job before you had when I changed your life? Is that what you meant to say?
That's true. Before my life changed forever for the better. Yeah.
So Devin, you're miserable at work, but I guess I'm not understanding. Why didn't you go into an affiliate? Like what, why'd you go this? I get going the street parking route. I think you're very much like me in that you like to kind of like, I don't know if this is the right term, but like suffer in silence. Like I'm very much like, I don't do well if you're cheering me on. I do well when you tell me I can't do something. So I think you and I are similar there. So I can get like, I'm going to grind in my garage, prove this asshole wrong and do it for me. But when you started to think, okay, maybe I'm going to go this route. Like, that's like, I'm going to open a McDonald's. I've never had a hamburger.
So I don't know how to explain it, Jay. Like I was training a guy out of my garage. He was coming down and doing the personal training I had for myself.
With you?
And so, yeah. And honestly, it was just, I really liked watching CrossFit and the level one and the way you could set up your affiliate. I was like, this is the easiest avenue for me. The other thing is, and this is something like, I think we talk about this a lot in affiliate you, and we talk about this a lot in coaches development, but most affiliates aren't doing it the right way. And like, I wanted a specific way to do it. Like, I don't want to go work at an affiliate and make $10 an hour and get a free membership. Like I wanted to make this my full-time job.
I like it.
That was kind of my thought.
It's just, you know, and I think what's just unique about it is like, it's so funny. Like, cause from the outside, you can look at an affiliate and be like, oh, they're just kind of like small little, you know, dirty gyms. I'm not going to make, I don't know what you're making as an engineer, but I imagine it's decent. Like just the thought of like, I'm going to leave this comfort and go do this thing. And you, for you, was it like black and white like that? Like you go into the office and like, you suck. You're cool. I'm out of here. Or was it like, I'm doing both for a while?
Yeah, I had to do both for a while. Okay, so there were two other things that happened in the time that made me decide to open the affiliate. One was when I did the open, I did it at CrossFit Morgantown. And I think you know Jeff Giosi. He passed away in January.
He was a member of our coaches development group. Amazing dude, yeah.
Yeah, him and Sarah are two of the nicest people I've ever met. And they let me come in, do the open at their gym. And Jeff even let me shadow him when I said I wanted to open an affiliate. And just seeing how they treated their members, I was like, I want to create something like that. There's not something
you
like that in
Fairmont. A little bit of experience inside an affiliate, be it small. There was like a tiny bit.
Yeah. The second thing was I was like trying to think of a way to get out of my desk job. And I was like, maybe I'll teach jiu-jitsu full time, but that's really hard to do. And then there was a 40-foot rig that popped up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. And I got it for $2,500. And I was like, I'm going to drive.
So you got like you got a 4 foot, a 6 foot, you got four of those. So you have like 8 squat racks, assuming it's not wall mounted. So you have basically enough to get a gym started with that thing.
And there were 4 12-foot uprights. Like that's what our ropes hang off of now. That was kind of like the kickstart.
If you want to get an insight into this, you should definitely head over to Devin's affiliate, CrossFit Control, but spelled CTRL, CrossFitCTRL.com. And in my opinion, you know, we're not quite there yet, but you have, I think, one of the best websites in the game. With the exception of, we do have to talk about your footer. There's a couple companies on there that I think maybe you should remove. But
I got to update that.
But I mean, I think this, if you're not sure what an affiliate website should look like, head over to Devin's because this is what it is. It's simple. It's not intimidating. It gives you an idea. I mean, you're appealing to the people that want to come in, but aren't sure they could. So head over there. And that's something I'm sure you and Fern have talked quite a bit extensively, you know, quite extensively on in the group. So you're like, all right, I'm doing this thing. You take your level one. Where do you take it? Georgia, Atlanta?
Rogue.
Columbus. You went to Rogue. You went to Ohio.
It's about 3 hours away from us.
I don't know where West Virginia is. I don't
know. We know you don't know geography.
Somewhere for reference. Hey, Katie, tell the story about Fern.
About Fern, his flight?
No, Africa.
About where it was on the map and it wasn't on the map where he was pointing to it?
Yeah, Fern's like, there's this, we're at the Airbnb and there's this really nice piece of wood with the map on it. And Fern's like, you want to see where Jess is? His wife, you know, she's deployed to Africa. And he points to what I think is South America. And I'm like, huh, he's pointing to South America right now. And I was like, I didn't realize Africa. That was the first thought that went through my head. Africa's in South America. And that's the lack of confidence I have in geography. And there was a couple other people in the room, like Jen and Amanda from Bombshell Crossover there. And we're all kind of looking at each other like, huh. And then finally, I don't remember who said it, Katie, but I was like, one of us was like, isn't that South America? And then Fern was like, oh yeah. And then he points to Africa. So anyway, long story short, I don't know where West Virginia is, but you go to Ohio and this is probably, who's there? Who's there? The Charlesworths, were they there?
No, I can't, I don't even Joe remember. DeGain?
Joe DeGain, a former wrestler? No?
No, it was a guy from New York, not Long Island, but something Garden CrossFit.
Dennis Marshall, Garden City.
Yeah, he was the flow master that day. Jared Jordan was another guy there that I discussed a lot with afterwards.
Any level four coaches there? I don't think so. Dennis might actually be a level four. I got to double check on that. But yeah, Dennis and Jen, OGs.
Cody. Cody was there.
Yeah, Cody's a youngster, but he's great. I love Cody. So this level one must have been like, you know, your first, one of your first exposures to like what CrossFit's really like the teaching, you know, course at the day one, day two workout, you're coaching each other. Any obstacles there? Like anything that was like, oh, this is, maybe I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, like I left there thinking I failed that level one test. And I went back.
Dude, you passed way harder tests.
And that was harder than any engineering, just for me, because I hadn't really understood CrossFit. So I went back and I listened to the What is CrossFit lecture that Greg Glassman did on YouTube. No less than 50 times, like probably 100 times, to be honest. I would just play it on repeat at my desk every day until I got my test results. And so, like, I mean, it's in our onboarding process now, but I could recite that lecture almost word for word at that time.
That's one of those great old videos where he's got like a shaved head. He's walking around, looks a little homeless, right? Those are the best Coach Glassman videos. So you obviously passed your test. And then how shortly after are the doors open?
I think I passed in September and we had our lease signed in November. So when we first opened, I had one guy, the guy that I was training out of my garage, and we would just come up to our building and he would work out on one side of the rig and I'd work out on the other side. And then we got like two other people from Thrasher. That was engineering firm I worked at.
Lengthwise, like all the way at the 40-foot, like you watch a movie and like these rich people are sitting at far ends of a dining room table like that.
Yeah. Like we didn't even have enough stall mats for the whole gym. So like he's on one side, I'm on the other. And then we ended up getting like up to six members. And I was like, I should probably start coaching classes. And this was before.
How'd you even get six people to walk in your door?
Co-workers, Heather, who was our nutrition coach, she actually like found us on Facebook just randomly. She was our fourth person to sign up.
Who's in the coaches development group as well? That Heather?
Yeah. And I mean, it, you know, since then she has become a huge part of why this gym is the way it is. But
and now she's full time for you?
Yep.
I mean, we're jumping a little bit, but I mean, how cool is that, Katie? This guy opens, I would call it a spite box, if you will. Like I open this box out of spite, like that's okay. Whatever the reason is, like.
No, the affiliate was for me. It wasn't for anyone else.
There's a whole season on Curb Your Enthusiasm for those that don't watch where Larry David basically opens a coffee shop out of spite. And, you know, but Devin, you know, you do it for the right reasons. What I was going to say is what's so cool about that is you've now given other people opportunities to follow their passion. And people forget that. It's like, cool. Like you're changing 100 members' lives. We're going to talk about exactly how many members, but you're also changing the lives of like Heather and a handful of other coaches along the way. And I think, you know, that's the best part about being an entrepreneur, even as much as we joke, like with Katie, and we are contemplating firing her, but you know, it's fun to see that we're giving, and that was always like, even when we had Kevin on the podcast, Katie was like, I love like giving other people these opportunities. That's what's fun about it. So you go from six members. Did you want to add something there, Devin?
Oh, well, I was like, what you just said is true. So I've talked about Matt in our coach's development. At one point, Matt was 400 pounds. And now, I mean, like, we can't even keep up with him on bike workouts, but he's one of our coaches now, and he's lost 160 pounds. And like, it's just crazy that this guy who walked into our affiliate a year and a half ago, how much it has changed his life. And
that's so cool.
You just got to put time into your coaches, to be honest. Like, don't be selfish. Take care of your coaches.
Yeah. And you do a phenomenal job with that. And I also think it's trickle down. Like, it's, you know, all these box owners, you're in the coaches affiliate group there on Facebook, right, Devin? Like, you see some of these negative people and I'm like, yeah, no wonder you're not in there. You don't see it?
No, I don't keep like Messenger on my phone. I dropped out of all those groups.
Smart move.
I want my life. So like, here's a funny story too. So we're in West Virginia. We are number one in obesity. We are number one in type 2 diabetes, but I couldn't.
Bragging? Are you bragging right now about this?
Yeah, we're number
one in what? Diabetes.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere. I come to my affiliate. Our new house is 2 minutes away, so I go here, jiu-jitsu. That's it.
Why we get along so well. I think you and I, we'd be able to get along well because you would come over and we just wouldn't talk. We would just sit here, we'd roll a little bit, you know, we'd watch some, you know, classic movies, and that would be like, you need people like that. Like, we don't need to talk to be friends. Like, well, I like it.
So to me, I'm surrounded by the fittest people in West Virginia. But when I go to, yeah. And it just like, it blows my mind talking to people and hearing the problems they have. And I'm like, I can fix you in 3 months.
That's the worst. It's so frustrating. It's, you know, and I make this joke. I'm always like, hey, if I offered you a magic pill to take it and you can be healthy, you know, your diabetes would be gone. You'd have a six pack. Would you take it? And people are always like, no, like, that's dumb and I don't want this. I'm like, well, it's CrossFit, dummy. The pill is CrossFit. Like, I'm not offering you a free, this is not the Matrix. Like, come into the gym, what's like the fast food chain by you? Like, what's the go-to?
I don't know, McDonald's, I don't know.
Oh, it's just, there's no like Whataburger? Like, Katie was all into Whataburger.
We have Chick-fil-A is the big one that everyone loves.
That's, I mean, you can eat healthy at Chick-fil-A, I'd argue, right? Get some grilled nuggets, but I mean, anyway, yeah, you have this power and opportunity to change them. And, you know, like they say, like when a student is ready, the teacher will present itself.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been having two really good months here and, three people that signed up last month when they joined the group class and everyone was asking them like, how did they get started? They go, I just felt like I couldn't tell that guy no. Like, he was just so hyped up. And like, I know I have this face, but
I'm imagining the same Devin, by the way. Like, Devin hyped up is, this is Devin at 11 for the record.
I truly know that I can change their lives. And like, I just believe in myself so much. I since I joined Affiliate U, I've only had one person not sign up that walked in our doors.
Up that person. But anyway, I think it's funny you say, like, I was so hyped up. Like, it's true. Like, I know we joke that you're like the many faces of Devin, but you can tell passion regardless of that. And like, I've seen it in you in the last few, especially weeks, mostly because you've said nice things about me, which I'm still confused about. It started with the 5 minute squat. Remember that?
Yeah. I quit doing that when Nicole said not to do that anymore.
Well, you know, Nicole's good and all, but you know, she's not a level four. So you're not a level four coach, but you know, but you also like talk to us a little bit about, I do want to hear a little bit, like there must've been a little bit of struggle in there. You've been open 2 years. You went to six members. What were, you know, you and I got to know each other. I want to hear it, but you and I got to know each other through my coaches development group, right? Originally, how'd you even find that?
So we talk about struggle. I opened my gym a month before COVID hit, that was a real struggle. So I had joined another mentor program before, and I was working with them, and that really helped out. I won't say what it was, but I don't know if you remember, I had reached out to you about something else beforehand. I don't know if you remember,
Yeah, no, I remember.
No, so what I first heard about you on the CrossFit podcast. You were on like two back-to-back episodes with Savon, and
one of the very few back-to-back episodes. Yep. OG.
And then
it's on YouTube.
And then you were on the Two Brain podcast promoting your book, and I read your book, and I was like, man, this is the same shit that I'm struggling with. This guy must know what he's talking about. And then I had reached out to you about that other thing. And then you had announced your coach's development like the same week. And I was like, well, I'm a total dumbass and I want to learn from the best people. So I'll join this 12-week group. And I don't know how many people are still there that started with you, but I've never left.
People have been on the show, but it's like you, it's Jersey Tony, Anasan, Tony UP. There's quite a few. I'd say there's 10 or 15 people that are still on from day one. And then, you know, newbies constantly rolling in. So I appreciate you reading the book. What was your favorite chapter?
It's been like a year. I did make my coaches read it too when they go through their internship.
Did you buy them new copies or did you just use the same copy and pass it around?
They rent it from our library.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Am I in the West Virginia public library system?
You're in the CrossFit control library system.
Hey, Katie, put a note down to Bill Devin for 4 copies of Best Hour of their
day. Got it. We'll do. On it.
Okay. Well, so I have them read it because they are real things that I think that all 30 chapters, they're going to experience it at some point. And so it's good to read it and understand it now.
That's what I wanted. I mean, it's not Atlas Shrugged. I can tell you that, right? It's
about
the size of The Alchemist, though.
My favorite chapter is the one where you talked about programming the 5K 5 days in a row, because I can't stand when people cherry pick. But I'll tell you, since joining Affiliate U and Fern redid our on-ramp process, people don't cherry pick anymore because we discuss like why CrossFit is the way it is and why our programming is the way it is.
Well, and I'll tell you what, like, I'd like that chapter in retrospect too, because you've probably seen some of my posts where I'm like, who cares if people cherry pick? Like that dude, Matt, that lost all that weight, or the people that are going to McDonald's that are, you know, driving up the diabetes ranking in West Virginia, they don't ever need to do a 5K to reverse type 2 diabetes, right? They don't ever need to do a 5K to lose 200 pounds. And in fact, that 5K could be the obstacle that stops them that they never get past. Right. So I'd rather you come in on the days you think are going to be fun. And I avoid running. Like when it's running, I've got a Concept 2 bike now. I'll hop on that. It's much easier. My feet don't hurt as much. You know, even though I'm using the toe spacers, Katie. Can't see them.
You wearing them now?
I'm wearing them right now. Shout out to the toe spacer. Oh, you got
we got some too. Yeah.
We got a call with Mick. I think his name is Mick, the owner.
So Jason, I know you do a lot of weird things, and I'll tell you. One day I was in here and I had my toe spacers on, and I wear really short shorts, and it was in the middle of summer. And this dude walks in, and he just looks at me, and he starts laughing. He goes, "What is wrong with you?" I was in the corner stretching with my toe spacers on and my short shorts and nothing else. I was like, Jerry, it's the middle of the day. Nobody's supposed to be in here.
You got to, you know, one thing we learned is you have to be unapologetically you. Be you at an 11, Devin. And I think that's what you're doing. So talk to me. Okay. You know, you're having this struggle. You reach out to me. You're in my coach's development group. And I felt like you were going to say there was one really big nudge to get you into Philly U. Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, I don't remember, because I had a call with Fern when you guys very first started, and I was doing the other mentor program, and I was like, I'm okay there. I'll just stick with them. And then I kept bringing up questions in coaches development. Like, well, how do you guys handle this? I was losing members as fast as I was gaining members, and just that constant turnover. I couldn't stand it. And you were like, this is stuff that we solve in Affiliate U. Why don't you just do this? I was like, okay, I'll do it. And it's true. Like, retention is the way to go. Like, if you know, you get to learn more about these people and they become your friends. And it's so much better to keep the same person for a year than to constantly keep getting the same new, like, or new people every 6 weeks.
Yeah. And it would be like trying to have like make a new friend once a week, instead of being like, you know, I graduated high school 11 years ago with this dude and we know the deep, dark secrets and we've been through this together, and you get to know those people better. It's way more fun.
Yeah. So like when Fern told me to turn off my Facebook ads, I was so worried. Cause like, well, that's how I get all my members. How am I going to get members?
So that's so crazy to hear for the listeners. Like all these companies are saying Facebook ads, marketing, et cetera. And Fern gets on a call with you and, you know, we don't like to give Fern a lot of credit, but kudos to Fern. He says, shut that thing off. And you're like, yeah, that's my lifeline.
Well, I was like, okay, I'm saving $400 a month. So, okay, how am I going to get new members? And he's like, we'll figure it out. And so honestly, August was like my worst month. I didn't get to take home very much for pay. And I think you guys could probably tell I was a little like agitated on the calls. And I like went on a rant one day, and you and Fern both said something. So first Fern was like, I don't give a shit what you got to do. If you got to go stand in Walmart and beg people to join your affiliate, go do it. And I was like, okay, that's true. Like quit being a baby about it. And then you said, write down 20 things that you could do to get leads right now. And we did that.
I love that drill. You know, I've done that to a lot of people. And I think for anyone listening, if they're a box owner and they're like, and Devin's story is resonating, you know, just, you're not getting new members. Like, write down 20. I do that for a lot of things in life. Like, what can we do? What are 20 things we can do? And to get to 20, you have to kind of stretch it. Like Fern said, oh, I can get a sandwich board and, you know, write free month and stand naked on the corner of, you know, West Virginia Ave. And is that the one you're going to pick? Maybe not, but it opens up your eyes. I did that same drill with Christian at Modern Human. And it's one of those things where it's like 2 or 3 months later, you're like, where did all these people come from? And it's, you know, going back to you mentioned The Alchemist, right? And it's like, whether it's The Alchemist or The Secret, like as I would say, like, as straightforward as Fern is in everything, like, he does believe in like putting good energy and good things out. Like, we talk about it all the time. Fern will say, I'm like, Fern will bring up like, hey, Jay, we're going to do this next year. And I'm like, you're insane. And he's like, no, I put it in the universe, so it's happening. I'm like, now you're even crazier. But you've not been wrong, so I'm going to stick with you.
There was something else you guys both said. So like I said, August was just a rough month for us. And you both said, just focus on your current members. Quit trying to chase down the next lead. Just focus on your current members. And so I did. I didn't even look at my bank account for September. I was just like, whatever money's in there, I'll do my metrics at the end of the month. I'll figure it out. And we just focused on our members. We did a Bring a Friend week. And since then, it's just like, I feel like I can't be stopped. And I'm like, we're 3 days into November. I've already closed 3 new people, 2 on a 12-month commitment. Like, it's just crazy what happens when you start focusing on the people here. And they want to be here. Like, that's the best thing. I love showing up every day.
Well, I mean, and you know, for listeners, like every Monday we have our group call, we go over some wins, and your wins, like, you'll be like, hey guys, I got 3. I'm like, but you get 1, and you're like, no, 3. And you're like, you know, what are some of the other, like, you've had some crazy wins in the last couple weeks on the call.
I have, I don't even remember them all. I mean, I'm back to jujitsu. Like, that's cool. Just closed on our house.
And I'm talking, you had like a new member. You had like 20 something new members at one point.
Dude, this morning I get a message of someone who left 2 weeks ago was like, hey, can I come back? It's like, of course, you're always welcome to come back. So like, but it's because we left on a good note.
Mm-hmm. So what brought them back?
They're like going, it's their personal story.
Gotcha. Yeah, but anyway,
yeah, like her first message was, hey, can I come back?
That's awesome. That's so awesome. And you know, I think some of the bigger things, like you said, you're brown belt in jiu-jitsu, and you basically, like most box owners, have to kind of put your own personal, life aside. That's what got you to this point. You know, you're back into jiu-jitsu, strongman, et cetera. And then you kind of have to put your life on a back burner. But you know, recently you got back to jiu-jitsu. So you finding with this success, you're also getting to, you know, be just happier in your own life? Reminiscent of, you know, the chapter in Best Hour of Their Day, fill your cup first.
Yeah. So like, I still coach the morning classes here. And then I like to do like an hour and a half to 2 hours a day of CrossFit. Like it's a little bit of accessory work and then the workout of the day. And then I do jiu-jitsu twice a week.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, and you are very fit. Like I told you, first time I saw you with your shirt off, I think it's the beard, because your beard is bushy. So your face can, like, you know, looks big. You got a big face.
I put some Doc Spartan in this morning for this call. So
you have some Doc Spartan on? Best Hour code, 15% off. Did you hear my ball powder story?
I did. Yeah. No, I use the beard butter, and then I also use all their scrubs. They're really good.
Oh, do you have the pumpkin one for the fall?
No.
You got to check out the pumpkin. I think it was a limited time, but my favorite one is the coffee scrub. You can't go wrong.
Not to keep going all over the place, but like having mentors is one of the bigger things. So like I joined the CrossFit affiliate roundtables immediately when that was first announced, and Dale King led ours, and he's the owner of Doc Spartan, and you want to talk about
district, right?
Yeah, you want to talk about like just awesome people. That is one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and the stuff he's doing at his affiliate.
He's doing awesome stuff for those in recovery. Awesome stuff. Chat about it. Give Dale a little bit of a shout out, because he's an awesome dude.
Dale is awesome. He's the lead for our district, District 9. And, he works with recovering addicts. And he gave a talk at our affiliate summit about like, hey, this is what you can be doing for your community. I mean, it's a big thing, I think, all across the country, but Portsmouth is where it all started. And so he's really trying to make a difference, and he's opening multiple companies to provide jobs for people in Portsmouth. So
it's really the same cool principle. Guy. Like he's not doing it only for him. Like he runs a great business, but it's also like, what can I do to give back to other people? So what's it like now? I mean, you know, you mentioned the other day, you just closed on your new house. Like what are some of the other things that you've experienced because you're an affiliate owner, because you're an entrepreneur?
There's a lot of things, Jason.
And you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Not the same one.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. I have a post getting ready to go up. Maybe it'll be up by this point. But I said it to Katie and Fern at the house. And I said, if you're happy and you know it, thank your ex. And it's, you know, it's usually harsh for the ex because they're like, I dealt with the shitty Devin, or in my situation, many women, you know, the shitty Ackerman. And then now Roz gets like the best version of me. If Roz would have met me, you know, at my height of Albany CrossFit, where Katie heard the stories, there's no way she'd be like, this dude's crazy. And I'm never going to, you know, settle down with him. But you get to improve your life because, you know, whether it's an ex's father or just, you know, you learn like, hey, I need to be a better person. And now your current girlfriend gets the best version of you.
I hope she feels the same way. Jason, I think you talk about your values and you put health as number one. I think I also do that. And sometimes people struggle to understand why that is the way it is, but that's how it is.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I do put health as my number one, and my attitude would be like, you don't get me at my best if I'm not putting that there, you know? And I think just cause health is above, you know, health, family for me, and part of me being the best father and husband is I need to take care of myself. You know, if I put family first, which, you know, and for the record, I think they're kind of like equal. Like yesterday I took Madison to gymnastics for the first time, which meant I didn't get to work out. I went to jiu-jitsu earlier, but I didn't get to do a session in the garage. Yes, she's young to go to gymnastics. Is that what you're making a face at?
She just like roll around on the floor.
She basically just screamed and cried for an hour. It was, I was like, you're embarrassing us, Madison. This is embarrassing for me.
She even walking? I mean,
no, she crawls. She like army crawls. She doesn't really even. So, but it's like all youngsters. She was the youngest, but Roz dropped us off. I was like, I want to take her. Like, I wanted to take her. Like, I could have let Roz go. And she just lost it, screaming. Eventually, she went in a swing. She loves the swing, and she calmed down. And then they have, like, independence time where you kind of leave them in the room. Not in the room, but, like, in the circle, and you kind of walk off to the lobby. And she was chill. She loved that. So that was cool. She loved independent time. But anyway, point is, like...
Hey, 1 second, Jay.
Yeah, but I'll keep talking. The point is, sometimes okay. your values... You have five values, as we like to preach, Katie, your top five. You know, there's overlap there, and there's a time where family might bump up. But as long as, you know, you're always living by those top five values. So I'm sure your girlfriend still appreciates the things that you're able to do because you, hey, I'll tell you what, Devin, you can attest to this. If I don't go to jiu-jitsu for like a couple weeks, let alone a year when it was closed because of COVID, like I'm an angry person. Like choking other people makes me happier. And I'm sure you're the same. You get it. As someone that does jiu-jitsu, like,
yeah,
you have to do jiu-jitsu to understand that.
Yeah. So I think I took like 18 months off from opening this place. And one of my buddies got his black belt a couple weeks ago, and he was talking shit to me at the promotion. And he was like, Devin, you know, now that I'm a black belt, you can't beat me. And I was like, Clint, we both know that's not true. So when I went back last week, I was like, it's probably true, to be honest. Like, my timing was off. But last night I was back for my second night, and like, it's starting to click again. Like my speed's coming back. It just, yeah, it felt really good to roll last night.
It's just, it's something we need. And I think everybody might have that in life. It's just weird for, you know, jiu-jitsu practitioners for their thing to be like, I need to fight and roll, but it's like your primal thing and it gets it out. But, you know, you've got your new house, you got a happy, you know, significant other. What about at the box? Like, what are some, do you have any big metrics? Like the three that Fern and I always look at when we talk about the health of an affiliate would be your average client value. Would you say your average client value has gone up in the last couple of years, or at least since working with us?
Yeah. So like our kids program goes into that revenue stuff. So it's a little bit lower, but yeah, I mean, we dropped the 3 days a week membership. That was a huge help. Well, I don't know. I'm not doing as much PT, which is a lot more fun for me. Like, I just love coaching group classes. Running PT is so boring if it's not the right person. So I do have two people I still work with.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy working with these two people, but that's about all I can stand for the week. Anything else, I'm like, I don't want to do any more PT. It's not fun.
Yeah, it's so funny that as CrossFitters, we open up an affiliate because we love group training. We love that energy. And then there are people out there that are like, well, stop doing that and work one-on-one. And it's like, time and a place for sure. You know, one thing you've heard me preach is like, know your value. Training somebody for an hour is a lot more enjoyable when you're getting paid $200 for that hour and not 40, right? So at least if you're not going to enjoy it, like you said, make it the right people, but also, you know, pay yourself the right amount. And I would go back to what you said about the average client value. You'd factor that kid's price in there. So I still think you're probably, you know, your average value per member is probably still above your rate when you factor in the kids. And before we move on to the next one, you say you removed the 3 days a week. How hard was that for you? I'm sure that was a big discussion with Fern, but we promote boxes getting rid of that limited membership, especially 3 times a week or 12 times a month. To me, it's the dumbest membership a box could offer. It's like, as a dad, you know, like I said, taking my kid to gymnastics yesterday, I skipped my workout. Like 3 times a week is like, I'm killing it right now. Like Katie saw me, I'm bigger and stronger than ever. Right, Katie?
I'll tell you why it's dumb. I'll tell you why it's dumb. Cause a lot of people say I'm going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday on that three days a week. And then something comes up on Friday and they go, shit, I can't make it to class. Well, they only got 2 days in this week. And that keeps happening every month. Eventually, they're going to say, I'm not getting the most out of my money. I want to cancel.
Or do you offer a two-day a week, right? And it's like,
yeah.
Now you're going even lower.
So what we did, I just changed it for incoming members. And so incoming members, they only have the option to do unlimited. And the other thing I've been doing is like every month I look at my metrics and I just try to switch one or two people over from 3 days a week to unlimited.
And how do you do that? Simply with a talk? Like, hey, you know, you've been coming in, and are you slowly getting most of those over?
Yeah. I mean, it's just an honest conversation of like, hey, you're crushing 3 days a week. I want to see you improve more. I would like to see you more. Let's just bump you up to 4 or 5 days a week. And nobody says no. They're like, Devin, I love seeing you every day. Of course, let's do it.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And that's a really good strategy. That's a really great strategy. So average client value, I would classify, you know, above wellness, close to that fitness. What about, you know, retention, new member acquisition? We say, if, you know, sick is you're losing members, well is you're probably breaking even. Fit is you're gaining 3+ members a month. Where are you at there?
I keep it on this calendar right here. I write their names down on the days that they sign up or cancel. And I gained 4 last month, or we were net 4 last month. This month, I'm already plus 3. 3 days on plus 3.
And for reference, we're literally recording on November 3rd.
Yeah.
You know, and how does that make you feel? It's like, if I gain no more members in November, I'm still up plus 3. Now kind of relieves that stress. Now it's on me to retain. Now it's on me to learn the Ford of every single person, including those 3 people. I assume you're also taking into account the 180-day journey like we promote.
Yeah. And I honestly quit pushing for referrals because we're getting so many right now. I can't keep up, and I want to learn everyone's Ford. So if new people come, we accept them, but I'm not asking for referrals right now. I just want to get to know the new people who have come in the last 2 months.
Yeah, that's a great spot to be. Just like Ryan from Classified Fit.
Ryan's in a different league. I mean,
well, but I remember like during our initial curriculum with him, he was like, Jay, I cannot take more members. By the way, if you're listening to this and you want to be a full-time coach, Ryan still wants somebody, Yuba City, and like, a good pay. I don't want to speak for him. I want you guys to reach out, but hit him up, Classified Fit. He's also on Instagram, Coach Ryan. If you want to become a great, he's a level 3 CrossFit trainer. They host seminars. I would recommend reaching out to him, even just to discuss it. Because Devin, as you know, in our coaches development group, so many coaches are underpaid, undervalued. And here you got somebody willing to, just like you, you know, pay someone a fair value, give them this opportunity.
Yeah, honestly, Ryan drops a lot of good nuggets in that coaches development group.
Yeah, like he's trying to steal my thunder. He's trying to take over, which I'm okay with. You know, it's like when you get that new coach that people are like, "Hey, we like Coach Matt better than you." I'm like, "Cool, Coach Matt, can you continue to work?" I'm leaving.
Yeah, yeah, and it's nice.
So what's next for you? You know, all this success going on, new house. Obviously, I'd say, you know, the R in your Ford. Black belt in the near future is probably a goal, right, of yours, like mine. I'm only a purple belt. I'm hoping I've set my goal for 50. I got 7 years to do it. What about you? What's next for you in real life? And what's next for you in the affiliate life?
My buddy who's a black belt, he said, if you get your black belt after 40, it's just a participation ribbon. So,
oh, it's too late. Mine will definitely be a participation. But I'll tell you what. For those that listen, don't understand jiu-jitsu, there's no like, I show up for 3 months and you get promoted. I've had a purple belt for damn near 10 years, granted on and off and multiple moves around the country. But the guy that introduced me to CrossFit, Chad R, I'm super grateful for him. Back in the day before he introduced me to CrossFit, we were at jiu-jitsu and he goes, Jay, a belt only covers an inch of your ass. You have to cover the rest. And ever since then, I'm like, I don't care what color my belt is, right? Like, so I'd rather be the stud purple belt than, you know, the black belt getting tapped by white belts.
Yeah. And man, if you haven't, so I think jiu-jitsu is why I am the way I am, because you just learn how to suffer through bad situations, and you do it for 10 years. You're pretty comfortable in bad situations. There's just so much you got to learn with jiu-jitsu too. Like it's one of the hardest but most rewarding things I've ever done.
You know, Hicks and Gracie, his new book, Breathe, it's all about that. Like, can you breathe in uncomfortable positions? And I think to a fault, like you can catch me in an arm bar, you know, a Kimura, a heel hook. You're going to find it really hard to choke me, because it's like, you're willing to suffer. Like, I'm willing to, if you're squeezing super hard, I'm betting on myself lasting more than your arms can squeeze, you know? And people, that's the beauty of it. What are you making a face at?
I don't know. A choke works on everyone, Jay.
I'm tucking my chin and just hanging on. Like, I think, sure. But, you know, there are people that tap very quickly to chokes and people that are like, I'm going to see some stars before I tap.
It's because they're scared. They don't know what it's like. I mean,
yeah, but you get comfortable being uncomfortable. I think that's the beauty of jiu-jitsu. And yeah, there's a lot of carry. I mean, same with wrestling. Like, I've talked about it in the book, like, you know, getting your butt kicked as a teenager in front of your peers. There's not much worse it can get, right? So yeah. All of a sudden, like, struggles of a box owner, not too bad. So what else? What's one of the next goals you have for the box?
We're getting our recovery center set up right now. So, like, we have the Normatec boots. Our sauna is supposed to be here next week. We're still trying to grow the kids class. At some point, we don't lease our whole building. At some point, I would like to be able to have kids classes and adult classes going on at the same time. I think that would provide a huge value for a lot of people. I don't know, just keep growing and hitting that net three, not growing too fast to grow outside of our comfort zone.
Just keep growing, like Matthew McConaughey says. Tell me more about this recovery room. I know Fern does it at Rife, and right now he's got it baked into his membership, or that's at least something he's launching. Are you going to do the same? Or are you going to have a little of a, you know, they pay for the sauna, for the boots? Are you going to do a cold plunge?
I don't know if the cold plunge won't work for our area. Well, I'm worried about, like, people slipping, getting out of the tub. Like, we don't have a place to set it up, if that makes sense. But we got sauna, Normatec boots, percussion guns, and we're just offering it as an add-on right now. But maybe at some time we'll add it to their current memberships. I don't know. I'll take it 1 month at a time is how I approach it. That is something I do want to discuss maybe on an affiliate you call, like, what to expect when you reach certain member numbers. Like, you know, you're going to be doing different things at from 20 to 50 and then 50 to 100. It's different things. And I think we're getting ready to approach that number. Like, we're at 85 right now. And so I think at 100, we probably need to be aware of some things. And that's probably a good discussion for affiliate you call.
Absolutely. Katie, do you remember what law Fern kept? Remember we talked about it on a previous podcast? I forget what law it is, but basically, you know, there's like, you can have so many people, whether it's your tribe or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, you're doing a great job. And probably the next thing for you, we'll talk about it, is, you know, another, whether it's another full-time person or, you know, driving up the average client value with other opportunities there, specialty programs, your recovery room, et cetera. I think, I think 100 is kind of that magical number for an affiliate. I mean, think about it. If you're an affiliate owner and you can get 100 members paying on average, I would say $200 is not unreasonable. You know, that's a rate plus maybe one PT session a month or some protein or recovery boots. You're talking $20,000 in gross revenue. You're talking, you know, $250,000 a year. And that's just if you stay still. But chances are, as you've realized, if you get to 100, you're going to grow, because it's just people are going to bring in their friends. And the bigger you get, the more friends there are. So you're in that great spot, Devin. I think, you know, for you, it's continuing to offer more to those members. I mean, based on your current trajectory, you may be at 100 by the end of this year. And now it's, you know, let's not even worry about getting more people. Let's just continue to keep those 100 people coming in. You got it, Katie?
Yeah.
What is it? I know you Googled it.
Yeah, I can't remember. I couldn't figure it out.
Oh,
you fire me live on air.
Live on the air. It's awkward, but yeah, we have to. So Devin, it's been really great chatting with you. Any advice for the affiliate owners listening?
Find a mentor. Because they'll push you to do things you're not comfortable with.
And the best mentors in the game are,
this guy named Fern, who's not on this podcast right now.
Yeah, he's busy. So, he's too busy. I mean, I'm going to recap. It sounds to me like the actual steps you took were first, read Best Hour of Their Day. Second, go buy a copy for everybody you know. Third, sign up for Affiliate U, in that order. Maybe
grow coaches development, to be honest. Coaches development, I feel like, took me from a 5-year journey to being a great coach to a 6-month journey. Like, honestly,
the
coaches development was the game changer for how I run my group classes. Honestly, I'm not saying that to be like, to give you a big head. That group changed the way, and it's not just you. It's Ryan. It's Tony UP. It's having all these people.
Edit that part out, Katie. Just end it when he was like, it's you only, Jason. No, it's a great group. I mean, and that's what that's what I want in that group. I want people like Ryan. And I mean, Jersey Tony's a level one, right? That's what he's got. But I would say Jersey Tony as a level one, and you know, we all like to bust each other's balls in the group. It's so much fun. But I mean, he's probably better than half the level threes out there.
I'm going to say it doesn't take much, to be honest. Most people don't really have a standard for themselves.
Yeah. And I mean, and to become a level three, you're the cream of the crop, right? Like they say on the cross, like 1% of all level one or of all trainers get there, but you can get there and still not be the best coach. Like you can know, it's like being an engineer, right? Like you knew it, like it's book smarts. But I loved hearing, that's great to hear that the 5-year odyssey becomes 6 months. So that's really great. And also some of the ladies in that group too, Christina, Rachel, Ryan, like some of those new girls, they're awesome as well. There's plenty of females in that group.
Yeah. I mean, at one point I made it a requirement for the coaches to do that. And one said yes, the other one said it's not for them. And so he's no longer a coach here. Like, you know, we hold a high standard at our gym. So
firing coaches because they aren't listening to me.
He didn't want to get better as a coach, and that's why he got fired.
You know, and that goes to what we've been talking about quite a bit recently. Coaches are not married to their affiliates, and affiliate owners are not married to their coaches. You know, if you were doing if you were at your engineering job 4 years ago, right, and you didn't want to get that PE certificate or, you know, advance, your boss would have been like, hey, Devin, can we talk about this? Like, this probably isn't for you, right? But for some reason on the affiliate level, we're just like, they're part-time coaches. They don't want to get better. They don't want to show up on time. They don't want to put in some work. And it's like, cool, get rid of them because there are plenty that want that. I mean, our coaches development group is basically like the free agency market, if you will. It's like, you know, we're the minor leagues for like people just waiting to get drafted. Like we've had people leave their affiliates. We've had people go to other affiliates, drop into each other's affiliates. So yeah, definitely hit us up if you want to learn more about that. If you want to learn more about Affiliate U, check out those three books Devin mentioned that changed his life. The three books were The Alchemist, Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, and Best Hour of Their Day, he said, was the third. And was that accurate, Katie?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like it. Best Hour of Their Day was number like one, it. Though. Yeah.
Katie heard it. Anything else you want to add, Devin? It's been great. And now I feel like we know Devin's Ford inside and out.
There's probably still a couple layers. But,
Couple layers under that onion. But I mean, from the upbringing, five siblings, your mom, you know, letting you just deal with a broken arm for a week. Like, I think everybody needs that in their life. Like, suck it up, Buttercup. You're going to be okay. That thing will heal. You're, you know,
and yeah, when my members complain, I just say, oh, it builds character, and I'll just keep walking, and they don't complain anymore. It's really nice.
Yeah. My stepfather's classic line to me was, life's not fair. And I remember it to this day, and I, you know, put it into practice. Say the same thing to Katie every time we fire her. Hey, Katie, life's not fair. So, it's been great. It's been really great chatting with you. I hope, you know, more than anything, I hope affiliate owners hear this and realize, A, you know, I can do this too. And realize that the greater good is giving back to, you know, your community, giving other people opportunities like your coaches, but also taking care of yourself, because this really started for you you know, from the words of your ex's father of people don't change, proving that mother effer wrong, if you will, and showing him not only can I change, look at me now. Look at me now.
Yeah.
And go check out his website, CrossFitCTRL, and you'll see a really awesome site that's super user-friendly. And I have no doubt that's part of why you're getting new people in the door all the time, because it's like, oh, one of the first things I see on your site is, here's the reasons I don't think I can do this. Oh, here's why he's telling me I can do this. And people try to appeal to fire breathers or their current members, which is great. Have a little section for your members. But realistically, that's a window into your box, and I love it. So hopefully one day, Devin, we will meet in person too.
When's the best hour summit?
Best hour summit. Katie has that on one of her many to-do tasks for 2022. I'm guessing by fall of 2022, we should be having our first summit, which I would imagine would be in Virginia Beach, near Fern. And you can't be that far from Virginia Beach, are you? I mean, you're in West Virginia. I assume it's just a little bit west. All right. So yeah, you make a little trek over there. And it'll be, well, maybe by then we'll both have our black belts. I doubt it this year, but in the future.
I'll have mine. You'll have your participation ribbon.
All right. Well, with that being said, Devin, great chatting with you. And I look forward to many more great things for you in the upcoming year. Awesome. Thanks for all the nice words. Thanks for all the nice words.
Of course.
So you never miss an episode of the podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and on all major podcasting platforms at Best Hour of Their Day. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being a part of the best hour of our day. See you next time.